That's because you've got the smarts.
How dare you? You're such a jerk to me.
I'm not a jerk.
Mean to me.
Hey, only when no one's looking.
Yeah, and on our wedding anniversary.
Hey, what? Oh, oh yeah.
Ha ha. Our wedding anniversary was on the 7th.
How many years? Dublin.
It was our sixth year of being married, being in marital bliss.
Yeah, yeah.
Bliss, if that's what you want to call it. And Derek decided, well, I said no gifts. I said we shouldn't buy each other any gifts because, you know, it's not really a big deal anniversary. It's not 5 or 10 or 15. It's 6.
And you can save the money for gambling is what you said.
Exactly. And we can use the money to go to the casino.
The casino?
That's what Big Fatty calls it.
Oh, okay. Then that's totally acceptable.
So, yeah, we went up to the casino with the money we would have used for like anniversary dinner and prizes.
New video games for Derek.
Oh. Derek doesn't need any more video games. He doesn't even finish the ones he gets.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
How dare you?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 381 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 21st of July, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to catch up on some e-letters that he has received, and y'all, we're going to look at mortality. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. I may not have mentioned this before, but y'all, these 10-hour days suck. And it's no better this week. The only good thing about this week is that it is week 3 in the countdown to 0 more weeks. So, anyway. But it sucks. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Because you've heard me say that. And, you know, then if it's not the death of me before then. But, y'all, I was thinking, before I get to talking about mortality, because, you know, death comes in threes, y'all. And that happens in the podcast world as well, evidently. And I want to go over and I want to go and look at the e-letters that Big Fatty has gotten, because he's heard from a few people that we hadn't heard from in a while. And y'all, that includes, you know that Steven in Wisconsin? Steven in Wisconsin. Y'all, Big Fatty was bitching and complaining that he had never seen pictures of Steven in Wisconsin. Well, y'all, lo and behold, Steven in Wisconsin has sent Big Fatty some pictures. Y'all, I'm going to Wisconsin. I will become a cheesehead because, y'all, Steven in Wisconsin is delish-us. Those are the three words that I will use to describe him. And he's got some fancy glasses there, too. Big Fatty was thinking, oh, Big Fatty, you might need some new glasses so you can look like Steven from Wisconsin. But you know what? I'll just look like Big Fatty with cute glasses. So, but y'all, he's a cutie pie. So, Steven, thank you for sending those to, thank you for sending them to Big Fatty. Oh. And y'all, then I also, let's just catch up on a few of these. I've heard from several people. Y'all, that Groomer Zig, she finally wrote to me. Oh, Big Fatty, you have called me out twice now. I better get in touch with you, because you have said my name twice. And you better believe it. And y'all, you better, and you know, there are other names that I might have to say. You know, but y'all, if you don't want to catch the wrath of the fat, just, you know, call that voice letter number. I've got a few voice letters in the queue, but I can always use more. And anyway, y'all, heard from Stephen the Uck. Stephen, where's he been? Heard from him today, out of the blue, just out of the blue. And but y'all, I'm going to read a couple of these things that. I'm going to read a couple of these things that people have sent me. Y'all, there was a t-shirt that Michael sent to me that says, "Bacon makes everything better." It's available at the Snorg, thesnorgtees.com, snorgtees.com. And y'all, it's true. Bacon does make everything better. So, Michael, thank you for sending me that link. I'm not ordering it, but, you know, there might be a special day coming up in August. But we won't mention that either. Stephen in the UK, y'all, he has sent me this picture of there was a serial killer, and I don't mean like Cheerios when I say cereal, but there was a serial killer down here in the South Kakalakis. You may have seen him in the news, and he was recently captured. No, he wasn't captured. He was killed. And y'all, Stephen the Uck thinks he looks exactly like Archer. And y'all, I sent it to Archer, and y'all, there's an amazing resemblance there. An amazing resemblance. And y'all, I've gotten an e-letter from that Brian in Boston. Even though I haven't heard from Anthony out there in the San Franciscos lately, you know, I think he's just fallen off the map, y'all. He's gone. He's vanished. You know, vanished. But Brian in Boston says, "Big Friday, your package is on the way. It should arrive on Monday. Sorry it took so long. If you had called me out more, I would have sent it sooner. Love and juices." Oh, brown chicken, brown cow. Y'all, you know, if you've ever met Brian from Boston in person, you would want some love and juices. But y'all, Big Fatty went by the post office on Monday when I am recording this, and guess what? No package from Brian from Boston. So, you know, what can I say? But y'all, I've gotten some other things too, and I'll pass those along to you as the week goes along. But y'all, I want to talk for a few minutes here about death. Not really death, but just mortality, I guess. And, you know, it's all kind of come to a head, because, you know, they say death comes in threes. And, you know, that Walter Cronkite died, and so, you know, there'll be other celebrities that'll be dying. That's number two, you know, and y'all, you know, the QCast connection, it has died. And y'all, and by the way, before I forget, I meant to mention this on the show the other day, Wednesday, the 29th of July, a week from tomorrow, is a very special day, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. But y'all, mark it on your calendar. Just write down on your calendar, special day, because the 29th of July is a very special day, and you'll find out why. We're gonna call that a tease. But y'all, anyway, that QCast connection, it has died. I learned late this afternoon that Fairy Princess Holly, she broke her iPhone. And y'all, if you've ever if you know anything about her, y'all, she sleeps with the thing. She sleeps with it, and it broke. And y'all, I hope she's gonna be okay. Her husband, suggested that she just scotch tape it back together. And so I think that his days are numbered, y'all. But it's just, you know. But thinking about that Walter Cronkite, you know, they were talking. They're not talking about. Yes, it's sad that he's gone and everything. But y'all, all this coverage about him has been a celebration of all he did. And y'all, all these podcasts and all these podcasters are either gonna die. Or the podcaster's gonna die. Either the podcast dies or the podcasters are gonna die. And, You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, I was thinking, well, oh, Big Friday, what would it be like when you go to glory or the BFO goes to glory? And, you know, I'm not quite sure. So, you know, I would like to think that people will at least remember the BFO for adding a little change in the vocabularium, as was witnessed by the opening of today's show with Nessa and Derek. You know, Nessa saying casino, because, you know, that's what Big Fatty says. So she started using the word casino. And that Brian from Boston, I mentioned him a few minutes ago. You know, he talked to his coworkers about George Burlington's wash day, and they looked at him like he had a third eye. Y'all, I don't know if you've ever met him or not, but he does have a third eye. But anyway, he got a giggle. But y'all, that's what hopefully Big Fatty will be remembered for maybe adding a little change to the vocabularium. And maybe making you giggle a little bit or something like that. So, you know, just know that it's all good. It's all good, and everything should be viewed in a positive way. It should just all be in a very positive way. And, you know, and I think they've done it right with this Walter Cronkite. That they look back on the good things that he did, and, you know, maybe, just maybe, he made a little bit of a difference. And I think he did. And y'all, he'll always be, the two things that come back to with him are the JFK thing. All the man did was take his glasses off and get choked up just a little bit. Didn't cry, but just got choked up a little bit when JFK was shot. And then he was like a little giddy schoolgirl when the men landed on the moon. And, I mean, those are the two things that he'll be remembered for most of all. And Uncle Walter, you know, Uncle Walter. So, anyway, I'm just saying, it's just been weighing on my head, my mind. So, anyway. Now, y'all, speaking of that, you know, death comes in threes, and I got a voice letter today, and I'm just going to kind of play these a little bit out of order, because this one is from the one and only Jeremiah, and y'all, it is regarding death, and I think it's appropriate for today's show, because, you know, it just goes to show you that death can be a celebration, and it can be a time to, it can be sorrowful and all, but it's also a time to laugh and to snicker, if you will. Not snicker snack, but to snicker. And so without further ado, I'm going to play this voice letter, and this, again, this is out of order. A voiceless. I don't do that very often, but I think to theme out today's show, I'm going to play this one right now from Jeremiah. Jeremiah.
Big Fatty, this is Jeremiah. How are you? I'm so glad your 10-hour day is about to end. You know, many of us have had to suffer with those trials and travails. Anyway, on this week that has just left us, the gay royalty of Mississippi, one of those went on. They're a couple who have been together for 54 years. And he was my father's church school teacher when he was a wee child over at the Episcopal Church. And all of a sudden, he disappeared when my father was 9 years old. I told him that he died. Well, he did not die. He ran off with the choir master, and they were a couple. Now, all the out-of-town gays showed up for the funeral, and we were all at the wake, and it was better than anything on the television. In the obituary, it said that he was survived by his tireless companion of 50-plus years. Well, I don't even know what to say, the tireless companion. And it went on to call him the most dedicated personal assistant that anyone in town had ever seen. Well, Lord, I didn't know that that's what the children called it these days, dedicated personal assistant. We all need four or five of them, don't we? Anyway, it was hilarious to see all the little women come in and view the body. And it was long rumors that he wore women's shoes. And you could tell they all wanted to lift the lid of the casket and look. And one old man came in, and Mr. Lewis served in the military in World War II, and there was a flag on the coffin. And he whispered, well, he thought he was whispering, but he's deaf as a post. And he hollered at his wife across the funeral home where everyone could hear. I thought they didn't laugh the damn quiz serving the military. To which all the gays who was gathered over at one corner like a gaggle of geese proceeded to holler. And all of the funeral home employees scattered like somebody was hunting ducks with Dick Cheney. It was better than anything on the TV if the HBO only knew. Well, all right then, Big Fatty. We want also to know if that Julian from the Big Ricky show down there in Florida has sent you a naked photograph. Forward it to me. All right then. Bye-bye.
Now, y'all, you got to love a phone call from Jeremiah about the gay the gay funeral in Mississippi, where all the little old women want to come and open the casket to see if Mr. Lewis has got on the women's shoes. And then the man hollers out about, I thought they didn't let the queers in the military. Holler out, I'm a veteran. They don't let the queers in the military. Hollering out across the funeral home full of the homosexuals. And then y'all, y'all, if Jeremiah, when you go to glory, we are going to lose a great raconteur. And y'all, if you don't know what a raconteur is, Big Fatty was called a raconteur once, and I didn't know what it fucking meant. But it's a storyteller. And y'all, Jeremiah is a storyteller. And y'all, it is a wonderful term. It is a wonderful term. And Big Fatty would like to be remembered as a raconteur also. But, Mr. Lewis, he died. But instead he ran off with the choir director, his tireless companion for more than 50 years. But anyway, then he renames the Foul Monkeys podcast the Big Ricky Show. So y'all, over at the BFO, Big Fatty is going over there and changing the name over there under the Fat Favorites from Foul Monkeys to Big Ricky. Because I love that. And Julian, if for the love of God, if you've got a naked picture, would you please send it to Jeremiah or send it to me, and I'll send it to Jeremiah. Because y'all, after hearing that story, he deserves a naked picture of Julian. And Ricky, if you don't have one, or if he doesn't have one, just interrupt him and Chris when they're having sex. When the headboard's knocking, you just come or when the headboard's rocking, you go a knocking and take a picture. And y'all, that's over there at that Big Ricky podcast, Big Ricky. So anyway, oh dear Gussie. So anyway, y'all, I know it's kind of a weird show today, but you know, it was just all coming together, and I wasn't quite sure how it was all gonna come together, but it did, and I'm just delighted that it did. Y'all, say a prayer for Princess Holly, because you know she it's the death of her iPhone. She's gonna tape it together though. And y'all, don't forget, the 29th, a week from tomorrow, the 29th of July, very special day. And y'all, if you don't get your pencil out and write it down like Big Fatty says, I'm gonna have to say,
how dare you?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.